Welcome back to the Web Bonus with Art Speak. I'm with Lloyd Benjamin of Get This Gallery. And first off, I just want to find out a little more about his background in art. What kind of background do you have in art? Like, really, how'd you get started with the whole art scene?
Well, moving here from Little Rock, Arkansas, I found that Atlanta had a lot more opportunities to venture into that I guess would have ended up classifying me as an artist. My art runs deep in my family. My father has a PhD in art history. My sister also studied the arts and is now executive director at Art Papers Magazine. So the arts have always been supported in my family. Like I said, coming from Little Rock, Arkansas, there just really wasn't an opportunity for me to expand on that. So I come to Atlanta and I quickly find myself doing solo shows and exhibiting work that I was making at the time. The first exhibition I did here in Atlanta was at it's a gallery that's gone now, but it's called Ty Stokes Gallery. It was in Caspary Hill. It was run by Bill Bounds. He was one of the pioneers of the art scene down in Caspary Hill. That was just a really exciting time for me. I mean, everyone was selling artwork, and you know, it was just great to get the opportunity to exhibit and then sell some work and just get feedback from people. That quickly led into a solo show I did with Young Blood Gallery and another show I did at the Sproul Art Center.
Did you always know that you wanted to start your own gallery one day?
Or? No, I didn't. I really didn't know anything about the gallery world. Again, Little Rock, Arkansas didn't necessarily have these outlets. So what I've learned about the galleries has just been through personal experience and putting myself in cities and places that have thriving gallery scenes. A big mentor of mine is my brother-in-law, Scott Ingram. He's an artist here in Atlanta. And he taught me the ropes. The focus of opening a gallery really came from a period in my life where I felt like I needed to get it together. I traveled extensively since I was 16 with bands, punk bands, being on tour like that, or riding on freight trains around the U.S., which is what a lot of my artwork, personal artwork, has to deal with, is images I captured along the road traveling. But that was all over. Like, I needed to end that and I needed to gain a focus. So I started with just selecting people that I'd met along the way that I thought did really amazing artwork, and that became the gallery's initial programming.
And how many artists did you initially start out with?
Three. The first year was three. It was Drew Conrad, Jill Stortz, and Nate Moore. I actually went to high school with Nate Moore and Jill Stortz in Little Rock, Arkansas. Jill is still a represented artist with the gallery 8 years later, and Drew is as well. And actually, we're gearing up for Drew's third solo show at the gallery. It opens on June 22nd. It's on the heels of his first major New York solo show, which got tons of praise. It was mentioned, Art America mentioned it as a do-not-miss show.
And can you talk about any other upcoming exhibitions in more detail that will be at Get This Gallery?
Yeah, totally. Drew's show is going to be really exciting. It's the first time that the gallery is going to have large sculptural work. There's going to be two major floor sculptures in the exhibition. Janine Nagy's show, which is the next show opening on the 26th, it's going to focus on her works on paper, her graphite drawings. And Gyun Her will be returning on January of 2014 for her second solo show with the gallery. She did her first major solo exhibition in Atlanta at the gallery in 2010. So this is her return, and she's done very well for herself since that first show.
How did you really develop? I know you mentioned this earlier, but how did you really become partnered with the artists that you're partnered with now, and how did you come to represent them?
That's a complex question. I find the artists that I work with through many different veins and ways. I like to say that my program is kind of a response to my life. I try to get out there and travel and see other communities and other and just see what's going on in the world. And I'll come across artists' work that way. A lot of the time, I'm talking to the artists that I already work with and sort of trying to get ideas and see what they're looking at. Most of my artists, I represent about 15 artists. Most of them know each other in some way. It's a tight family.
How do you see the gallery really developing in the future?
Well, like I say all the time, I feel it's really important to network and get outside of our immediate community. That's one thing that the gallery focuses on, is trying to have a broader reach and then also interact with people who are outside the community. So within my programming, I'm always inviting artists from elsewhere to do shows, and I'm also trying to get into doing the art fairs. I recently participated this past December in the Miami art fairs, and we're looking to add on a New York fair. I think that's just really important to get out there and network and to grow whatever you're doing. In my case, the gallery's name, to grow it beyond our immediate community. It's beneficial to the artists I work with. It's beneficial to the community. So that's really what I've been focusing on, trying to grow the gallery. Another thing that we've been doing with the program, and this falls into what I was mentioning about trying to grow and reach out and network. Another thing we've been doing is documenting all the exhibitions through video and through printed matter. Most of the exhibitions I do now have a wonderful short video made where the artist talks about the exhibition and then you can see work from it. I think that's really important to document what you're doing. It's in a way it brands what you do. It makes it so that you know that it's going to stay around for a long time. My exhibition that's still up at the moment, Andy Moon Wilson's 10x10 show, we actually created the gallery's first catalog.
Great. Thanks for joining me today, Lloyd. Mm-hmm. This has been Lloyd Benjamin with ArtSpeak, and we will see you again next week.